You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study and trek through the Word of God. It's Tuesday on the radio. Maybe it's Saturday when you're hearing this. How's that? Well, that's because you follow along at WGODRadio.com. Or that's because you have liked our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Or that's because you have subscribed to the podcast by going to podcasts on your iPad or on your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, you have a built-in app there that Apple's made themselves. It's called Podcasts. If you search in there for, I think it's under the old name, Gospel Study with Paul Esposito. I think it's still under that name, but these programs, WGOD Radio, are uploaded on there and carried on the Apple podcasting app. So as soon as they're recorded and uploaded, as this is on Saturday morning, it's available for you to listen in on your gadget. I encourage you to do that. Get in the Word of God each and every day. I tell you, friend, we are rapidly approaching, I believe, the end of the age. Signs are all around us. The Lord Jesus said, when you see all of these things, and that is the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear over what's coming on the world, sign in the moon and in the stars, when you see all of these things, then recognize my return is near. And I'm standing at the door. Friend, take 15 minutes or half an hour of your day at least. Study the Word of God. Go to where God speaks and you'll hear a word from God. That's why I've named this program WGOD Radio. Because I know the secret and I share it with you. And that is God is always broadcasting through His Word. Let's go to part two now of this sermon I preached a while ago. It's 40 minutes long. I cut it up into four programs. This is part two in our ongoing study in Romans. Today, it's chapter 7, and the name, Who Will Deliver Me from This Body of Death? God told Cain way back in Genesis, sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is for you, you, all of you. Sin's desire is for you. It's like a Frankenstein monster. Hiding behind a wall or under your bed with the light off. Ever sleep with the light on after watching Frankenstein back when you were 9? Or the Wolfman? Like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, my mother would come in, the light's on. She goes, oh boy, Boris Karloff again, huh? Looking under that bed. That's what sin is. Creep, and look at what God said. He said it's crouching at your door, and its desire is just like Uncle Sam, I want you. But God said to him also, you must master it. That's good news. We can have the victory over it. Let's look at some more of Paul's struggles with sin and the lessons he learned. Verse 13, under the heading, the law cannot save from sin. Has then what is good, that is the law, has then what is good become death to me? God forbid. But sin,
that it might appear sin was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. All right, here's a few truths out of this. Number one, the law is good. By it, my sin and sinfulness is made known, which is a good thing. For it's sin that separates me from a holy God. Sin separates you from a holy God. The law's ultimate design is to reconcile you back to God. However, the law can't do that. All it can do is show you your need for that and your need for a deliverance. The law's exposed you as a sinner. It's who the Old Testament law and the prophets reveal is the one who is able to redeem you. Amen? That's its job, is to point you to Christ and show you you stand condemned. Truth number two. Anyone writing these down? Looks like some people are. Let me read again the first one. The law is good. Number two, sin shares your body with you. Sin shares your body with you. Or to use a new Esposito colloquialism I just coined this morning. Ready for this? Sin rents space in your body. Sin rents space in your body. Sorry to have to tell you that. It's a monster. It's a hungry monster that demands to be fed. And the more you feed it, the more it wants. And the hungrier it gets. Sounds like food, doesn't it? It's always been this way. But now that you're born again, now that you're awakened and alive spiritually, now you recognize the conflict. Godzilla versus Mothra, you know? Now you recognize it, where before you didn't, because you were dead to sin. Now you're alive. You are aware of the struggle. If you're not aware of the struggle, then you're not saved. If you're not aware of the struggle, then you're not saved. If you don't care, your sin is a slap in the face of God, friend, you're not saved. But now you're saved, and now you care. But sin still takes up residence in your house. That doesn't go away once you become born again. Sin's got a permanent lease with your body. And it's not going away. It has a 99-year lease. Or with Methuselah, it had a 969-year lease. It's not going away. It doesn't go away because you're a Christian. It's always with you. Always. But God said to Cain, you must master it. You've got to master it. Number three, I have been sold to sin on the slave market. I have been sold to sin. Again, those three, the law is good. Sin rents space in your body. And I have been sold. I have been sold to sin on the slave market. Now let's follow Paul as he's made aware of this. Verse 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Is there anyone in the house that can relate to that statement this morning? I mean, doesn't this make you feel good? Let me say this too. This happened to Paul as a Christian, not as an unbeliever. Okay? Doesn't that bring you a little bit of comfort? What is that saying? What is it? Misery loves company, I guess? To know that even this guy and these heroes we look up to so much can struggle like this. It doesn't go away. Your struggle is normal. That you have to fight sin every day, it's normal. There's nothing wrong with you. Don't let Satan deceive you and think it's something's wrong with you. Right? Remember, the Lord tells us the first group that falls away from the faith are those that don't understand. And then Satan comes and snatches the word sown out of his heart. Don't let the devil deceive you. Because you struggle with sin, you're in good company. God says you've got to master it. I'm going to show you at the end of the sermon how to do that. I'm not going to leave you hanging. Not without how to get this victory. So again, verse 15, for what I'm doing, I don't understand it. What I will to do, that I don't practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. Meaning, I'm not going to blame the Old Testament law for my sin. The law told me to be perfect, to be holy as I am holy. It's my fault, not God's. I'm not going to blame him. Now, verse 17, Paul's going to prove point number two I gave to you, that sin shares my body. Verse 17, look at that. It is no longer I who do it, but it's sin that dwells in me. You see, it's that fool that's renting space in the inside of you. He's causing you to do this. What do you plan on doing about that today? You're renting out space in your own house. And he's leading you on the slope all the way down to hell. What are you going to do about that? It is no longer I who do it, but it's sin that dwells in me. And that's no excuse, Flip Wilson, either. You ever heard that old line, remember? Oh, the devil made me do it. No, you can't blame him, and you can't blame sin. Paul's exposing who's responsible for it. He's a born-again believer, and he sins, and he doesn't know why. And he's discovered that it's sin that dwells in him is the reason for it. But you see, these are two verses to add to your handout. 2 Corinthians 5:10. 2 Corinthians 5:10 and Romans 14:12 that says we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things done in the body. Verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil that I will not to do, that I practice. Always remember this truth. That in you, that is in your flesh, dwelleth no good thing. There is nothing good inside of you, in your flesh, man. Nothing.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.